page, staticx.org. That's the best way to keep up on what's coming up and what's happening.
Okay, great. Tony, thanks for joining me here, CKUW 95.9 FM in the afternoon.
Right on, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, more music. We got Comic Book Radio Theater coming on up next. Get my keyboard out. Okay. All right. Let's play some music. Let's dance, people. All right. All right, cool. Hey, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, man. No problem.
All right, cool. All
right. Right on, man. Thanks, dude.
All right, take care, man.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Like Nyla said, the 95.9 FM. And that was Static X, our interview guest of the week. We'll have a different one next time. New guest next time. What's new right now? Why, it's another edition of Comic Book Radio Theater! Alright, I read you a comic book. I read you a comic book once a week. Bit of one. Which one this time out? It's something with Batman and Dead Man in it. I will read to you Super Team Family number 2, originally published in January of 1976. We all know Batman. We all know what he can do. His fighting prowess, his detective work, impeccable. He could figure out a lot. And, yeah, he knows how to go about and get the job done. He is with Deadman. Deadman has this paranormal thing where he's more of a ghost than a human. And he can enter your body and control it. I'll make this little kind of sound, and that indicates he's going inside of someone's body and controlling it for whatever, I guess, whatever achievement he wishes of. That's how he could do it, through other people's bodies, entering other people's bodies and controlling their bodies. And anyway, I make a sound like that, and it explains that's what Deadman's doing. Batman's having some issue with Deadman. Deadman got to get Batman on his side, or something like that is happening. I'll have to read through this. All right. When I am done with this portion of a reading to you on Comic Book Radio Theater, I will then play you music that was brand new at the time this comic book was out on the shelves. In those little Turner racks you'd find at the convenience stores and such. Maybe you found comic books there. Maybe you went elsewhere. I don't know. Where did you find this comic book, Super Team Family number 2, back in January of 1976? I don't know where you found it, but I can tell you this. This is new music that was out there. January of 1976 brought us brand new from David Bowie, Lou Reed, and a song by BTO, Backman Turner Overdrive, that I've unfortunately in grim ways have found out for myself about other people out there. They'll sing a song about looking out for number one. I'll look out for this number one coming at you. It's me, Martin R. Howell, reading to you this week's Comic Book Radio Theater. All right, let's get with this. It's a Batman team up with a guy named Deadman. It's in Super Team Family number 2. It was printed back in January of 1976. Let me get on with that. While I'm doing that, how about let's listen to some Ada Rook. Yeah, let's listen to her, and then yeah, that should give me enough time to prepare for this week's reading of Comic Book Radio Theater. And it can only be heard here, CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg.
Oh, get this message through time. Every day she dies a little more inside, and I sit here waiting for the guilt to die. I wish I could tell myself someday she'd make it out.
The track of the hook. There is a lone man walking down a deserted street alleyway. There is another man. He has a loaded pistol gun in his one hand, and his other hand is a metal hook. The loaded pistol is aimed at the other lone man in the alleyway, and the gun goes off. And the other man, he dies. He dies. Recognize him, Batman? He's Whitey Marsh, Commissioner Gordon. Small-time drifter and jack-of-all-rackets. No connection between him and the big crime syndicate we're after. Just a routine rub-out. Say that. No murder is ever routine. Every life counts. Means something. Every killing's got to be avenged. It has to. Believe me. The word of a dead man. Dead man, that incredible ghost who stalks the living world. Unseen, unheard, searching for his own killer. What brings him to Gotham City? What brings him here? Follow us into the deep mystery to come. Then suddenly, oh no, here comes trouble. It's Cobbler Kane and his two photographers. Another murder committed by the syndicate, I see. So the crime wave grows, eh? But what are you doing about it? Hey, keep clear of that body. It's police business. Commissioner Gordon, they're the press and they have every right. Listen, Carlton K. Kane,
You may be rotten rich and own every newspaper in town, but you don't own the police force. So get back! So get back! So get back!
You're a public servant, Commissioner Gordon. Answerable to any citizen.
And you, Batman, why haven't you discovered the identity of the crime syndicate's master leader, the King?
I'm pretty sure I have. The quote-unquote King, as your newspaper calls him, must be Jack LeSabre.
LeSabre? I couldn't disagree more, Batman. It's got to be Big Jim Coltrane. My men are picking up on his trail right now.
Big Jim, he hasn't the brains or the imagination to run an operation like the Syndicate. Only LeSabre could have built so cunning of a crime web.
This is just great. While you two debate, the whole city of Gotham is being choked by this evil combine. Do something about it fast! Do something about it fast! Or I'll be forced. Yes, you'll force me to do something about both of you. And you know, I have the power to do it.
Suddenly, from within the shadows.
Excuse me, I saw the murder. What? A witness? My name is Edward T. Weakers. I saw it all. The killer had a false hand. A hook. A hook.
Dead man is floating above the scene in his ghostly form. He is astonished by what the witness had to say.
By the powers of Ramakrishna, the hook! The hook! He's here! What luck! I came to Gotham to get Batman, the world's greatest detective, to help me find my killer, Boston Brand's murderer. And now the killer's here!
There it is! Positive identification! Even you two should be able to track down a man with a hook!
Relax, Cobbler Kane! Commissioner Gordon will find Whitey Marsh's murderer. I checked Marsh out. He had no connection with the crime syndicate. Now I'm going after the quote-unquote King. So keep your presses primed. And I'll give you headlines a mile high.
Deadman is floating over Batman, following him. He's in his ghostly form.
Hey, Batman! He's chucked my case! He's ignoring the hook! Faith kicking me again.
course, dead man's anguished cries cannot be heard by mortal ears.
Wait, wait,
a guy passing by.
I got to borrow his body.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
With his unique power to quote-unquote live in others, Deadman enters the stranger's body and speaks out.
Whitey's brother! I'm asking you to take the case! Whitey, he may have been a wrong way punk, but his killing needs solving! His death needs avenging! Anybody's does! Do you hear me?
What's your game, mister? Whitey had no brother. Just who are you anyway?
You talk! You talk! You talk! You talk! So you're not gonna take the case? I'm not good enough for you to take the case? It's not important enough to you, hey?
The dead man with his soul infused into this stranger's body punches Batman very hard.
In Deadman's enraged borrowed brain, the murders of Whitey Marsh and Boston Brand become one.
My case, make you find my killer.
Batman thinks to himself as he's taking shots from Deadman's.
He's flipped out, but he hits like a ton of bricks. I got to defend myself.
Batman hits back. Deadman decides to escape the body he got into.
Uh-oh! I blew my stack, and I'm getting this poor guy clobbered! I gotta exit fast!
Batman is astonished.
He's collapsed! But I didn't hit him that hard! What gives? What gives? What gives? What
flying gives? Overhead, Deadman thinks to himself.
I give, Batman!
But then,
you don't know who Deadman is! Nobody does! Blast my luck! A minute, fella. You swung on me first. You belted me pretty good, too.
Who are you kidding? I'm Billy Rollins, a law-abiding citizen. Police!
Kane, Gordon, of all the luck.
Get the pictures, boys!
as flash bulbs explode in Batman's already baffled brain and face. See that, Gordon? Batman punches and smashes cameras. You see that, Gordon? I demand you arrest him for assault and interfering with the free press. Sorry, Batman, but I have to. Don't play Kubla Kane's game, Commissioner. I was framed. Besides, I've got to get a hold of Jack LeSabre, the king, before he blows town. Batman melts into Gotham's night. Unaware, he is being followed by a perturbed phantom called Dead Man. Now I really got the Batman in a jam. But I've got to get him to take Whitey Marsh's case somehow. 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 Dead Man is looking over the side of a building. He is watching Batman descend onto the street sidewalk. He turns his head to the left, and then he notices something. Hey! That car that's racing! I've got to move fast! I've got to move fast! And into the Crime Crusader's body does the former high wire performer Dead Man. He enters his body. The car that was racing towards Batman now shoots bullets at him. Batman. Well, Deadman's soul infused into Batman's body ducks behind garbage cans to protect himself. Multitude of lead, and then a velvet silence again. Dead Man, within Batman's body, thinks to himself,
"Whoa! I really saved Batman's hash that time. I guess that makes us even for me getting him in such trouble. Uh-oh! There's another car coming!"
The next instant, a limousine is driving by, and Batman is being tugged inside the limousine.
In here, quickly, sir! Luckily, I observed that the syndicate's attempt to erase you. Are you all right, sir?
Sure, Alfred. Where are we heading?
Why, home, sir. It's the only safe place at a time like this.
Home? Alfred? To Wayne Manor? Is Batman's identity to be revealed to Deadman? Part 2 coming up.
You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. I am partially reading you. Let's see, what am I reading you? Super Team Family Number 2. January, the year 1976.
Hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
There's my feet, they lost my soul. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
in walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. My sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Go.
and you walk right through that barn door. And I seen those suit and tie Johns buy you one drink and buy you some more. I had a, I knew you had that crazy feeling. Now you've got that crazy feeling. You know that I've had that crazy feeling too. I can see it in you. You've got that crazy feeling. That crazy feeling. I've had that crazy feeling too. Now everybody knows that business ends at three. And everybody knows an after hours love is free. And you really are a queen. Oh, such a queen, such a queen. And I know, cause I've made the same scene. I know just what you mean, because you've got that crazy feeling. Nah, 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 you've got that crazy feeling. You've got that crazy feeling deep inside. Now I can see it in your eyes. That crazy feeling. Nah, 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 you got that crazy feeling. You got that crazy feeling too. I feel just like you, feel just like you.
lost. Keep looking out for number one. That's me, I'm looking out for number one.
Looking out for number one by Bachman, Turner, Overdrive, BTO, and Deadman. He's looking out for revenge. Batman, he's looking for justice. And your host here, Martin R. Howell, is looking for a way to end off the show for this week. It's been Winnipeg Arena is on fire. Join me next time for all the goofs and gaggles that happen here on this show. Yes, interview guest of the week, Comic Book Radio Theater, me just DJing a lot of music that I'm currently finding, wanting to share with you, stuff like that. All right. I've been Martin. I've been on this show. Winnipeg Arena is on fire. It's a part of the CKUW Nation 95.9 FM. All right, we do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. This is CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's the new Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill.
Open wide, look inside, he needs some Play-Doh teeth. One goes here, one goes there.
Some go underneath.
My, oh my, what can this be?
For goodness sakes, a cavity!
First the drilling must begin, then put the Play-Doh filling in. Now his Play-Doh teeth are done. Dr. Drill and Fill is fun. You can make it with Play-Doh.
The Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill. It's new from Kenner.
Dance beyond the headlock. That shit just on fire around here now. Everybody's staring. King can stash behind the club. The anarchists in backpacks. Smirking your sincerity. Let's grimace down so fast, strong. I'm ready.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.